This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. PM Modi also had telephonic talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last month. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST के रिफॉर्म से देश के आर्थिक उन्नति में भी बहुत बड़ा एक लाभ मिलेगा अगर हम प्योर इकोनॉमिक्स के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बात करें हमारी देश की जीडीपी है करीब 330 लाख करोड़ की अभी इसमें से करीब 202 लाख करोड़ हमारा कंजम्पशन है 202 लाख करोड़ जो कंजम्पशन है ये अगर जीएसटी के इस छूट के बाद में अगर 10% भी बढ़ता है तो 20 लाख करोड़ की एक्स्ट्रा जीडीपी देश में आती है तो ये अपने आप में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है बिकॉज प्रोडक्शन जब बढ़ता है तो स्वाभाविक है कि उसका रोजगार का इम्पैक्ट आता है स्वाभाविक है कि बहुत सारी जो जितनी हमारी आर्थिक गतिविधियां हैं वो सब बढ़ने लगती है
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the Finance Minister said people from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic effort. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the Campus Tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup launchpad will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said to sustain the startup movement should have a very strong industry linkage.
Today's event is the first of its kind. They have launched a campus tank dedicated to the startups, creating a structure where there could be an easy facilitation of public-private linkage with a university and academic institution acting as a catalyst. This trend would pick up across the country. We have reached number 3 in the startup sector. The startup movement to sustain should have a very strong industry linkage, rather early industry linkage.
In Uttarakhand, due to sudden heavy rains in Uttarkashi district this evening, the Naugaon stream swelled up. Water and debris from the stream entered the market area and dozens of houses. Some vehicles parked on the road were also swept away by the flow of water. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami directed the district administration to carry out relief and rescue operations. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their Super Finals clash at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar this evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours. Indian archers at the World Archery Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, made a spectacular start to their World Championships campaign, storming into the finals of the compound men's team and mixed pair events to assure at least 2 medals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.